Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And Mark, wonderful to see you.
You too, man. You're looking a little more portly.
Yes, I am. Hey, so we want to welcome you fans to the Double Dropkick Show. We're the wrestling podcast where we talk
looks like that. Your shirt says submission specialist. It looks like it's about to tap out from that stretch you're putting on it.
Well, thanks for being with us here today, man.
I've been waiting a couple of months to use that one.
Well, you know, the store you go to, you get those shirts that say that they're
fit.
Just one size fits me.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I was saying, we're the wrestling podcast. We talk about the wrestling you grew up with, the wrestling you need to watch now, and stuff. Today's topic, a little bit of catch-up, Double Dropkick Show, part of a little bit of controversy here. Let's start from the beginning. April 18th, 1975. Earlier
you didn't really have to go back 9 months previous to that. It was a dark and stormy
dark
day.
At
Mole Meadow Acres. And young Frankie was over at a friend's house. And Bobby and Sandy had the house to themselves that night.
Don.
Marvin Gaye was on the radio.
We couldn't afford a radio, yeah. You know. Yeah. Anyway.
Just poor farm people.
That's right. So, earlier this year, earlier this year, I interviewed Redbeard Robert Truesdell when he announced the winners of the Carolinas Professional Wrestling Awards, and have kind of built a relationship with him, had him on the show several times to talk about the awards.
I heard some of those with some you kick. Let me just also say this.
Yeah.
I've been hearing these geeks that you've been bringing on as co-host while I was busy are
Jam and Jern.
Whoever these
yeah.
dorks are that you brought on.
All right.
I'm back now.
That's right. Listen, and if you go in, all right, if you go into the Double Dropkick Show and you click on episode, doubledropkick.com, click on episodes, those episodes aren't included in episodes of the Double Dropkick Show.
The one with Redbeard was.
I'm
just kidding. I don't care. I'm just having fun with you. Just having fun with Jack and whatever.
Jern and Jam.
Oh, yeah. Ben and Jack, whatever. Neil and Bob, whatever their names are. But I'm just kidding. You guys were, you know, spectacular.
You know what? The feedback I got about that episode?
Where's Mark?
This was a short episode. We need more. We need more of the show, and we need more of Mark. So that was the feedback I got.
Jim and Jeremy, we need to get them back on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, we inspired them to start a podcast.
I know.
I mean, we're changing the world.
And I want to apologize to everybody in podcast land for inspiring those guys to start a podcast. I hope they know that I'm just being me. I'm just having fun with them. And that was good. I actually did listen to the show and I did enjoy it.
Earlier this year, had Redbeard on to announce the winners. He approached us about being on the panel.
Let's tell the truth to the people. He approached you about being on the panel, and you said, look, you don't know Mark. if we're not doing this thing together, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
That was the internal conversation. But really, you and I talked about it. We really saw this as an opportunity to get our show out.
That's the only reason
get exposure.
I'm being 100. I'm not knocking it. I'm just being. I couldn't care less who wins,
right?
Who loses? It doesn't matter to me. I don't care. The only reason I'm honest enough to tell you, the only reason I did it was to increase our awareness,
right? And But I took it very seriously in that I have tried to follow as much Carolina's wrestling as I can. I've watched more of it. I've watched a lot on High Spots Network.
And let me say, because you did take it a lot more serious than I did.
Yeah.
You asked me what I thought about a lot of stuff, but when it came time to vote, I said, you need to be the one to vote because you watch more of this stuff than I have.
But there was some stuff that you watched that you gave input on.
Yeah, there were things that I gave input on, but I mean, I made sure that like you knew more about a lot. Like I watched the Trevor Lee stuff. So I mean, obviously, I would put my input on that.
Right.
I watched a lot of the PW, but I didn't see some of the other stuff.
Right.
And I didn't know who any of those females were.
Right. I had only seen a couple of those ladies wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of it, I just had to go on, and a lot of their stuff's not available online, so I had to go on just on paper. This is who they beat, and they had this championship. But I think my criticism would be, is you and I expanded our wrestling viewership, or I mean, I checked for promotions all through North Carolina. There's not that many in South Carolina. Mm-hmm. But I tried to expand my horizons of not just focusing on, in particular, three count. Mm-hmm. And you and I, at the beginning of the year, were like, hey, we could do this. We had in mind this could be a candidate for Feud of the Year if we pull it off correctly. Right. Things like that. If people listen. That's the key word right there. If people listen. And they don't. So anyway,
I dare say I would have been a candidate for manager of the year.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
You got my vote for promo of the year for sure. But my criticism would be I don't know that everybody else did that.
I don't know what they did.
Because
I don't want to speculate on that.
Because when you talk about Carolina's professional wrestling, I've said this to Redbeard, I've said this to everybody, it's impossible. It's impossible to keep up with it all. There are over 40 promotions in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. There's only probably 6 to 10 that run regularly in South Carolina. But it's just what we were asked to do, it's impossible. And so what happens is you gravitate toward the AMLs, mm-hmm. CWF. You gravitate toward the larger mm-hmm. promotions.
Right.
And that comes through in the voting. Now, one of the controversies, so when we announced the finalists, I was just as shocked as anybody that the Sons of Steel weren't finalists for Tag Team of the Year.
Like, it wasn't just – let me say this before we get started.
Okay.
I think – Robert Truesdale's Redbeard is a good guy.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't want anybody to think that anything I would say is disparaging him or what he's done.
It's awesome what he's
because
doing.
It's a labor of love for him.
That's right.
And I think that's what people forget sometimes is this is he doesn't claim to be anything but a fan of wrestling.
That's right.
That wants to give something back to the people who are entertaining him.
That's right.
And I think he, to the best of my knowledge, the traveling to hand the awards out, the awards themselves, that comes out of his pocket.
Right.
So it's a labor of love for him.
Yeah.
And I can respect that. I can appreciate that.
Yeah. He actually has a Patreon for the awards that I am a supporter of.
Right. Right.
But yeah, we talked, you and I talked before we went on air about wrestling fans,
mm-hmm.
and Robert is one of those wrestling fans you could sit down and have an intelligent conversation with, not just about wrestling, but life.
Right,
and
he's a well-adjusted.
That's right.
Not a socially awkward person.
Right, no, just a good. He's a good dude, and again, it's a labor of love.
Right,
and
like I would, it's got to be this horrible thing to try to do something.
Yeah.
Nice, and then for people to be upset with you, and you know, in some cases, I think people get slighted, like the Sons of Steel. It was strange to me when I saw it that there were 14 nominations for Rising Star,
okay,
and three tag teams, and two of those tag teams share a member,
yeah,
And then you have the Lethal Enforcers, who are the Evolve Tag Team Champions, who are not nominated.
Well, they were, yeah, but they've lost the belts.
Well, but either way, they're not nominated, and the Sons of Steel are not nominated. It was just strange to me. You got teams like the Washington Bullets, who are another great team that I thought should have been representing. We can't nominate everybody, obviously. We couldn't nominate everybody.
So let me I don't know in other I don't know in other places if they've done if we even on my interview with Robert. So here's how it works. There's seven panelists. We all make nominations. We can make as many nominations in each category as we want. Mm-hmm. So every wrestler gets credit for a nomination. He also this year for the first time took nominations from fans. They could submit a form. Mm-hmm. Many fans did that. So what he does, let's say Rising Star of the Year. Let's say he got 20 nominations. All right. Then he's got 20 different wrestlers nominated, and he takes that number and the number of times a particular wrestler was nominated. And so what I think happened is he just had 14 guys who was all – it was all a tie. So I think that's what happened with that. So one of the things I think that's going to happen with Rising Star of the Year is really kind of narrowing that down because
Because you got guys that have been doing it for a couple of years.
Right.
Nominated almost for what I would consider a rookie.
Yeah. Yeah. And we nominated Austin Jordan from Three Count, who literally is in his first year of wrestling, has wrestled for multiple promotions, is over like Rover with the fans. The response he got at the recent show at his home church in Greenville was absolutely amazing. Great moment, you know, winning next level title. But we also nominated a guy like TJ Boss, who's been wrestling for several years, but this year has really stepped it up.
Right.
But when it came, so I think the confusion was that because the Sons of Steel, they weren't one of the four finalists. You had Ugly Ducklings, Jim Nasty Boys, The Syndicate, and the Dawson Brothers. But because they weren't a finalist, that they did not get nominated. And I have made it very clear to Boomer and everybody that'll listen that the Sons of Steel were nominated. They were the only tag team we nominated.
Right.
And I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about why that was. And I don't want to take anything away from the four finalist teams.
No, great team. I don't think the Sons of Steel would take anything away from them. And I know from talking to them, they don't take anything away from those teams.
That's right. That's for me, the Sons of Steel in Three Count, APW, and EWF, which is in Mooresboro, North Carolina, they have been the tag team champions in all three of those promotions just about the entire year.
And let me say, and I think that the guys would agree with me that nobody is saying they actually beat anybody up.
Right. Boomer actually said that
and won those titles, but it does say something about the promotion that they work for, putting the faith in them to put those titles on them.
Yes.
And their ability to perform. Listen, I watched their match with the Lethal Enforcers, and Boomer will tell you himself.
Yeah.
He's a little bit older, and he's not going to flip and fly around anymore.
Right.
But he did in that match.
Yes.
And it was a great match. I mean, I have no problem saying that.
Yeah.
It was a great match that those guys had. And Boomer being the workhorse of that team, you know, and I'm not, you know.
No, I
know. Bryce is all right. Bryce, you know, Bryce is all right.
Yeah.
But we both know Boomer is the guy.
Right. So for me, that's just – you're exactly right. Everything you just said, of course you're right. But that's just one piece of it. I think for another piece for me was the diversity of the teams they faced.
Yeah.
Ugly Ducklings. They faced the Jim Nasty Boys this year. Lethal Enforcers. Team Y2X.
Had a heck of an angle.
Yes.
Those guys. I don't know who came up with that.
Yes.
But those zip ties, it was like some old school Memphis.
yes. stuff. Oh, just if you haven't gone back, that's
what
that
earlier, is worth checking out. Man. It really is a good match.
One of the earlier Collision Course episodes.
That's another team. Team Y2X, man, that we yeah. didn't mention. I think is a great team. Brandon Paradise is incredible, man. That yeah. He didn't get nominated for Wrestler of the Year, man, because he's done a lot of good stuff in the lower part of the state.
That's right. He's been OSCW heavyweight champion yeah. for a lot of this year. And I had never I'd never seen him work as a heel, and talked about that on last week's episode, and was really
here's what I think about the Sons of Steel. Speaking of working as a heel, this is what I believe this.
Yeah.
I believe this. I think they actually know how to generate heel heat.
Yes.
I don't think it. I know it. I've seen
right.
it happen.
Seen
I mean,
it.
I've seen them actually generate real heat.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they didn't get the nomination. I think they're that good.
Huh.
That people actually don't like those guys. I'm being honest. I think that's got something to do with it. I think they do what they do so well.
Right.
That people actually don't like them.
Right. Right.
And they don't know the Bryson Boomer that we know. I do think that there's some of that to it. I think they're so good on social media.
Yeah.
And in front of a live crowd yeah. at what they do that people actually don't like them.
They wrestled at the last show, wrestled right before intermission, and wrestled Y2X, a return match, double count out, a brawl that went everywhere. But they allegedly, I'll have to go back and look at the tape, allegedly they had a foreign object.
I don't believe it.
I couldn't see it. I had to go back, like legitimately. But that's all the crowd talked about during the intermission. Like, as I was doing ring announce and stuff and just going, those guys cheated. You need to tell somebody. I mean.
See?
You see
what I'm saying?
Like something you don't see all the time.
You see what I'm saying about
right,
these guys?
And right.
I mean that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it to be funny
yeah.
or ironic. I think they are so good at making people not like them that they don't know the real them.
Yeah.
They're so good at making people not like them that people actually don't like them.
Yeah, you're right. Right. But I mean, that was our nomination, and part of the deal. So let me speak about the four teams that were finalists. Okay. I think the Ugly Ducklings had a really good year. I don't think they had near the year they had last year.
No. I don't either. And it wasn't all here.
That's right. They've expanded.
These guys are traveling all over the East Coast, man.
Right. So they've expanded outside of.
Yeah, they're like in CZW now. I mean, they're those guys are getting some. Are they getting big? And I'm happy for them. I'm happy. I'm not knocking anybody.
Like, no, that's right.
I'm not saying anybody who got nominated. I'm not saying they don't deserve to have been nominated. I think they're all good teams.
And when I say they didn't have as good a year, I'm not talking about in ring. I'm talking about in maybe not as much buzz in the Carolinas because they expanded out.
Right, right.
And that's to say how great of a 2016 they had. They took the world by storm.
Yeah, that's a heck of a gimmick, man.
Yes, and you and I were there for kind of the birth
yeah.
of a lot of that, mm-hmm. Which was really cool. The Syndicate. My knock again, great team, and they're PWX Tag Team Champions. They've done some great angles on social media with that, but they only worked one promotion, and they didn't work but a handful of matches because of the feud that was going on. They were doing some other things. So Jim Nasty Boys, they're definitely, you know, hot right now. I just didn't think they – accomplished. They've accomplished some great things, mm-hmm. just not at the level of Sons of Steel. And the Dawson brothers, they've been dominant in parts of North Carolina, but they haven't been to South Carolina. Uh-huh. But again, all great. Listen, there's some great, great talent, great, great shows in the Carolinas right now. Mm-hmm.
And we are the best podcast.
Let's talk about that.
There's nothing to talk about.
Who's the best podcast? We by far are the. I don't think there's any doubt we're the longest running podcast in the Carolinas.
I mean, I don't even want to. Like, it would just sound like sour grapes, and I don't have them.
No, that's right.
I know what happened.
Right, that's right.
You know what I mean? I watched the poll go up. Right. I watched us take the lead, and I watched that poll get removed.
But in my opinion, all right, when podcasting started, it's an audio file.
Right.
And if I can't find if your show is not on iTunes, it's a show, it's a video cast, but technically, in my opinion, one man's opinion, not a podcast.
No, I would listen. I said it to you, and I'm not knocking anybody.
Right.
I don't know these guys.
Right.
But if you're getting 30 views on a YouTube video,
right,
and it's been up for 6 months and it's got 30 views,
that's right.
We got 30 downloads in the time it took us to record this show, probably.
Right. Yeah, I mean I'll post a map. We got listeners in every single state, 15 plus countries.
Right. But it all, and I think the thing is, and there are groups on the group we're talking about, they're focused on the lower part of the state, and the upstate South Carolina is not well represented.
Yes.
Which is strange because it used to be such a hotbed for wrestling. And maybe that's why there's so much trouble getting stuff, because no matter what you do, somebody was like the other day, I was telling somebody the three count show coming up that Arn Anderson's going to be a part of. And they were like, boy, I remember back in the day we used to go see this and this and this and this. So, like, every time you bring wrestling up, it's held up in upstate South Carolina and compared to, boy, I remember when Wahoo McDaniels and Johnny Valentine used to.
Right.
Or I remember when.
Right.
You know, Ric Flair and Dustin and the Four Horsemen or the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnight. So, like, every time you bring wrestling up here, that's what people compare it to.
Yeah.
And nobody can live up to that. No. Like, modern-day WWE can't compete with the reverence that people have for their wrestling here in upstate South Carolina. And I think that's why we're not held in as high esteem.
Right.
Because no matter what you do, it's not going to be. It would be like anybody else trying to run Madison Square Garden and run a show there.
Right.
And because people might have tried. They couldn't get in the building, but I mean.
Yeah.
But I think WCW ran a show in MSG one time.
Really?
And people, I could be wrong. Yeah. It may have been like that little Nassau Coliseum that's right near it. But either way, like, it didn't draw.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't Bruno.
When I got to go on the trip with Boomer Payne up to Pittsburgh about a month or so ago, you know, that's something we talked about. He's like, the things that he does, and you talked about how they get heat. The things that he does in South Carolina to get heat would be pooped on in Pittsburgh. It's just a different crowd. Even in South Carolina, that was pretty eye-opening to me. The OSCW crowd had a very much a PWX type contingency, of you had the chance. You don't get that.
That doesn't surprise me.
Right.
Like, it does not surprise me, because I watch, just back to the awards, I can watch who everybody votes for and I see what the people like.
Yeah.
The poll with us. I mean, I don't, dude.
Right.
Like, last week, my nephew, I went and watched him march in a parade.
Absolutely.
He said, man, thank you. I'm so glad. I appreciate you coming out. It means the world to me that you're here. My boss came up, gave me a brand new Yeti Rambler the other day. My wife cooked my favorite meal, chicken and dumplings, when I got off, and said, man, I appreciate all you've been doing, all the work that you put in. And I know you're kind of finished with all your overtime for the year. Here's you some chicken and dumplings. One of my best friends bought him a house. And one of my other best friends, when I saw him this morning, hugged me and said, man, it was good to see you.
Yeah.
So if I don't win.
You're a winner.
Right. Like, that's what's important to me.
Yeah.
This is my hobby.
Yeah.
And this is fun for me.
Yeah.
And my ego and my self-worth, none of that is wrapped up in what we do.
That's
if you like me or you don't like me, I don't care.
Right.
It doesn't matter to me, man.
Right.
Like, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Everybody who listens. And everybody, I do, man. Yeah. I really do appreciate it. But my ego is not wrapped up in this.
Yeah. I mean, we have people who.
I felt bad that I clicked and voted for us on that poll.
Right.
But the only reason, and I wasn't going to.
Right.
And I didn't in the little runoff thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not, you know,
right.
like I'm done.
You're
with
why
it.
We're lost.
I could be, but like, like the only reason I voted for us the second time, like after the poll came down where we were ahead,
there's some controversy,
and then we were listed at the bottom of the
right,
you know, which there again, like Redbeard, said it, that there will never be a, as long as he's in charge of the awards. Where the fans are voting on it because it is so easy to manipulate those.
Yeah.
Those things. And I'm not saying anybody did that. I'm
right.
not accusing anybody of that. I'm just saying I watched what happened.
Yeah.
So anyway, I voted the second time and I was like, I can't even believe I did that. Like, but it was just one of them things where you see, well, everybody else is voting for themselves. I got to get us up, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, but whatever.
Yeah. I, you know.
And I didn't go on social media and ask nobody to vote for us or. I didn't go share anything and say, hey, would somebody go join this and vote for us, please? I didn't do any of that crap.
Me neither.
You probably did.
I did.
Did you?
We got 95,000 people in the Wrestling You Grew Up With Facebook group, and I asked every single one of them to go vote for the double. I said, hey, this is a great group. You should join it right now and vote for our podcast. And that was the poll that they took down.
Ah.
So maybe they saw the... Maybe they saw the deal.
So let's just to reiterate the 95,000 people that in our Facebook group that we own.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right. That's right.
And not even to mention
that we started from scratch.
Not even to mention, you know, our patrons only group.
Yep. Yeah.
But I didn't even ask those guys.
Listen, we have people who believe in what we're doing, and you know, I'm not driving a Ferrari, but the bills are paid monthly.
Yeah.
And hey, maybe you're listening to this podcast and it's Christmas time and maybe you're thinking you'd like to help someone
get Ethan Mark something for Christmas.
Yeah, you could join patreon.com/doubledropkick. Hey, dollar a month, you get into this private patrons group where Mark just posted. He went on a shopping. He went on a spree of posting some of the best old matches that I've never seen. He posted. Somebody did a 15-part deal on Terry Funk.
Uh huh.
That
and like
is
each part is several hours.
Yes. Uh-huh. So those are the kind of things we don't share.
I found a treasure trove of Paul Bosch's wrestling from Houston.
Yes.
And some great, great, great matches I've been posting.
Yeah.
I found Terry Funk and Mark Lewin the other day.
Oh, wow.
And what a Junkyard Dog and Dusty Rhodes versus Ted DiBiase and Kamala in a bull rope dog chain.
Yes.
Match.
Dude, that's.
And as I said, nobody went home going, boy, the work rate in that match. I don't know.
Right.
The work rate of Dusty Rhodes, you know. And nobody said, I sure wish Dusty would turn heel where I could pull for him.
Right.
This is the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life.
So, yeah, so a dollar a month gets you in the patrons group. $10 a month, you're going to get a DDP autograph picture with a certificate of authenticity. You're going to get that in the mail. And we just did a contest, gave away a signed Great Muta picture. And we're going to be doing some more contests because I have sent the email off. Okay? The wheels are in motion. By Christmas, we will have Double Dropkick Show shirts on soscustomtees.com.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be a part. You know, you become a patron, you're going to get a free T-shirt. And I'm excited.
Where is it? The quote?
Yeah, so there's several designs that I sent. And my designs were a bit lacking, so they have their people making them better.
Oh, cool.
So one of the shirts is I'm a double drop kick show guy. One of them is a quote from Mark that says, life's too short to watch bad wrestling. One is in like the I Love New York font, but it says, I love snot bubble wrestling. And the other one, one of them is, I sent two that were just different fonts just to see which one would look better. But I'm excited, man. Get that rolling. And I would love to, I'd love to have 30 t-shirts to choose from.
Yeah.
And just
and where could you go?
SOScustomTees.com.
Also, they carry the newest Kevin Sullivan shirt.
Yes.
The newest Shane Douglas shirt, which are both awesome shirts that you get your Sons of Steel stuff. I think, is it Tracer X?
I don't think I don't know if they got Tracer X. They got all sorts of wrestlers there.
Yeah.
They got autographed pictures.
You could get that awesome Unbookables.
Yes.
Sure.
Yours is in the car.
I'm looking forward to it. Yes. I want to thank Boomer Payne for the awesome shirt and DVD.
Yeah. Yeah. I got another DVD.
It was
DVD.
His payoff for me nominating. No, I'm just kidding.
Boomer knows the way to our heart.
Yeah.
That's right.
Swag.
Swag or food.
Yeah.
But I want to be very clear. I love what Redbeard's doing with the CPWA.
Yeah, man,
it gets people talking. It gets people.
And if anything, for a team like Sons of Steel, the best thing that happens to them is they don't get nominated.
That's right. We're talking about them more now.
Yeah.
But if, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that the show, the match with the Lethal Enforcers, Anthony Henry and James Drake, who you mentioned in the pre-show, how didn't they get – they may have gotten nominated, but they weren't finalists. But that match is actually – you can watch it for free on the High Spots Network. That show from APW is there for free. But all the Sons of Steel stuff from 3 Count, which they just had some great tag team matches. Boomer's been called into singles service, some this year. And then I've been gone up to EWF and seen some of their matches there. I mean, they teamed with Shane Douglas against Chris Hamrick, Timmy Anton, and Kevin Sullivan. Mm-hmm. Kevin Sullivan put Bryce Anthony in the Tree of Woe, and Bryce Anthony deserved what he got.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell Kevin Sullivan what to do.
I'm not going to tell Kevin Sullivan how to be the devil.
That's right. And his shirt, the shirt he's got at SOS Custom Tees, it just says Kevin Sullivan, Boston Strong. Yeah. And good stuff. There was something else as we were talking. Let me throw this out at you. We were talking about Lethal Enforcers. Anthony Henry, especially, they both been getting opportunities in Evolve. They both were getting opportunities with Style Battle, which was like a tournament set up. Mm-hmm. All that's kind of when Flow Slam pulled out and no longer giving money to WWN and Evolve. It's really, unfortunately, it seems like our local guys aren't getting the opportunities they were getting.
Yeah, I think MLW had something to do with that. Style, but I know, I'm pretty sure MSL from the Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, gotcha.
And so, and I think he had something to do with booking that show. And I remember Tracer X was went down there and did some stuff. Who's another really good talent?
Yeah.
Even if everybody doesn't see it, he's
to me, a heck of a talent. If there were a most improved category, I would have put Tracer X. Just to me, took his. I mean, he's OSCW heavyweight champion. So that shows they got some confidence in him. But he just took his game to the next level this mm-hmm. year. And let me ask you this. Maybe I talked to Tracer about this, but earlier this year he had a deal where he got some teeth knocked out. And I wonder if that's – I say slow down in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
He's just had some really, really good really great matches, and that kid, good night. He's so athletic.
I know, man. It's makes you feel bad about yourself when you watch somebody that can do that kind of stuff.
And
the same with the Ugly Ducklings. I think they're a great tag team. I do. I love the gimmick. I love the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I do. You never hear me knock those guys.
To me, the Ugly Ducklings are, if you're a new wrestler starting out, okay, here's how the Ugly Ducklings got started. It was February or March of 2016. They're in a six-man scramble match.
Uh-huh.
And there's a spot in there where Lance Lude and Rob Killjoy and Colby Carino kind of did a spot together, I think. Then the next show, which you and I attended, there was a ladder match for a contract. And again, they did some things in there, and it was very organic. Nobody mm-hmm. booked, hey, we're going to put you guys together. Nobody said, hey, why don't you call yourselves the Ugly Ducklings? Those guys saw they had chemistry
mm-hmm.
in and out of the ring, and they came up with it. And not only came up with it, you talk about branding yourself.
Oh, it's incredible, man.
The merchandise. They got an app or they got a video game or something like that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Huh.
And it wasn't they made it so good nobody could tell them no. And
right.
And I just think
they're a great team. I like to watch what they do. I think they took things about themselves, and I don't say this in knocking them up, but it's a positive, man.
Yeah.
They took things that could have potentially been a knock on them.
Yeah.
And that, you know, like Lance Lude's not a very big guy.
No.
Coach Mikey is a little heavy.
Right.
You know, and you know, Killjoy looks like a homeless guy.
Yeah.
He just does.
Yeah.
And they took these things that could be perceived as negatives, and they turned them into the positive things about them.
Yeah.
And called themselves the Ugly Ducklings.
Yeah.
You know, and it just to watch somebody do that and to be smart enough
yeah.
to do that. It's just, I think it's great, man. And I think I love watching people like that have success.
Right.
I really do, man. I love to see where they're going up with CZW and they're going up to New Jersey and to follow and get to watch some of those guys' matches against some other big talent around the country, man. Yeah. It's awesome, man.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I want to see everybody prosper. In South Carolina, there's, 3 million people. There's enough wrestling fans.
Yeah.
To go around. You talked about in the upstate. I mean, right now you've only got Battle Zone, Three Count, and Golden Corner running the upstate. There's enough wrestling fans to have good
promotions.
There
used to be thousands of people show up to watch wrestling every Monday night in upstate. There's people here that want to see it.
Yeah.
You just have to get out and reach them and let them know.
So one of the things we're going to be doing, it's going to launch January 1st, is part of our website is going to be dedicated to pro wrestling in South Carolina, working with promotions to just have a one spot where you can find future shows, you can find ticket information, you can find out about the wrestlers, you can get results, you can see, oh, this guy's a champion here. Like that.
It'll basically be a place that next year,
yes,
when these awards come up, that whether we're on the panel, whether we're not on the panel, whoever's on that panel next year, because it rotates, it's not always, which is good. It doesn't always need to be the same people. They'll be able to hopefully just go to our website and say, I heard about such and such. Here's a couple of their matches.
Right, right.
Because it was very, very hard to track some of that stuff down.
Right. And like I said,
you're being asked to vote on things that you've never seen.
Yeah.
And what made any of us experts?
That's right. We're
all just fans.
Yeah.
None of us are claiming to know more about anything than anybody else. We're all fans, but some of us are a little bit more high profile.
Right.
Fans.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I definitely want to create that place for South Carolina. And my goal, and I've messaged promoters in South Carolina, my goal is that in 2018, I want to watch every wrestling match that takes place in the state of South Carolina.
You got a lot of time on your hands.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not watching Monday Night Raw. I'm not watching SmackDown.
Right.
A typical indie show is 2.5 hours. And South Carolina, there's not a show in South Carolina every weekend.
True. This is true.
So I think if you add it up, it may be like 50.
Chester APW, they don't run.
They run every 2 weeks. Oh, now, Bowling Springs APW, which I have not included in my – maybe I should, but I don't know. I don't carry them in the same light as some of the other promotions.
Why is that?
I don't know, man. Maybe it might just be something I need to get over. It's more of it's just on a different level. It's a good place for guys to start out. I've encouraged some of our guys. You need to go, you know, protect yourself, but you need to work as, like, if you're a wrestler, you need to wrestle as many times as you can. Like, if you want to be a good wrestler, you know, training is good and all that, but you got to start working in front of live crowds. Mm-hmm. You can't wrestle four times a year and expect to
get nominated for a CPWA. I will say that. To the people that I know that are saying, why aren't they putting me over and saying I should have been nominated? You can't have five matches a year and to win any award.
Right.
That's why. It's not a knock on you. You just got to get out there more.
You got to wrestle in more than one promotion.
Right.
You got to be successful in more than one promotion. Wins and losses. I mean, to me, wins and losses matter when it comes to, because it shows that the promoter is, you know, believing in you and doing some stuff. But anyway, I mean, it's, you know, as I look back on this year, in a lot of ways, it was a really good year. You and I, you know, got to go to Chester. I wanted to see every major promotion in South Carolina. I feel like I did. Mm-hmm. I got to go to every show, and that, for that reason, and the fact that this has been the best year ever for the Double Dropkick Show, this was a good year. It was a good year. I have a lot of regrets, which we'll probably talk about in the Patreon group. But
I don't have any.
I don't know that I
regrets about anything. I mean, I'll say it here because I want everybody to know. If you said Wyatt Mark at three count anymore, it's a financial situation for me.
Yeah,
I work my real job.
Yeah.
And make Arn Anderson money doing it. It's just financially. The choice had to be made. I have to give something up because I need to do this to make.
Yeah.
You know, because I make great money.
Yeah.
But boy, I make awesome money when I work on my days off.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And that's. And so it's just a financial. I'm not mad at anybody.
Right.
There's no heat with me. I get text messages and was just texting Ace Armstrong the other day. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing. There's no problem with me or anything.
Yeah.
I just can't be there because I have real life commitments.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You know.
Yeah. So you know, it's been a good year. So. As we wrap up the show, we're getting ready to start our tournament. Any other thoughts you'd like to share?
No. Why is there something that
I'm going to ask you, you know, it's Christmas time. Everybody's making their Christmas list, wish list. What's your Christmas wish for the Double Dropkick Show in 2018?
I'd really like to win an online poll that 16 people voted on.
I can make that happen. I can make that happen today. I can make your dreams come true.
I don't have like aspirations of being like taking over the world, or I don't need to be one of
no,
the.
No, no, no. I guess
you
what
and
I mean.
You're completely different when it comes to a lot of that stuff.
No. I guess what I'm saying. Maybe I should rephrase. So, like, what are some things you would like to do this year?
As far as the show?
No, like me and you just going to wrestling.
Yeah, I'd like to do that sometime. I'd like to go see
some. Well, he's not the best color commentary in the world. Hey, would you like? Yeah, I'd like to do. Well, great.
I would hope that we get to go call some more wrestling.
Right.
I'd really like to go call some Battle Zone.
Yes.
Really want to do that. It's just, unfortunately, most of their shows run on my weekend to work.
Right.
It's not that I don't want to go.
Yeah. No, that's
love
right.
To go.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe we can do some more three count shows. I mean, I'd like, I enjoy, just calling wrestling. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy doing it. I'm not a professional color commentator. I'm not putting myself out there as well. Right. I just enjoy doing it with my buddy.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
You know, I enjoy the road trip aspect of stuff. I like doing it. I want to do more of that. I don't plan to work as much overtime next year.
Right.
Hopefully that won't
right.
come up. I hope. I mean, I'll probably still work some just because, you know, it's good money. But
yeah.
I had my best year ever financially yeah. last year. So, I mean, I kind of enjoy that. But
yeah, we're on different ends of the spectrum on that.
But, you know, what about you?
No, I agree. Like, I've already, you know, put, you know, I've got all the APW Chester shows, put them on my calendar. Shane from PCW has sent me the shows they have booked for right now. So I've got those on my calendar. And, you know, looking, I'm like I said, my goal in 2018 is just really to go to as many.
I want to see more good wrestling and less bad wrestling.
That's right. That's right.
We've gone to some shows that were just
right
stinkers, and those are fun sometimes.
Right.
You know,
right.
But I don't, you know, don't do that all the time.
Yes. Yes. I think,
I enjoyed the heck out of that Chester APW show we did.
Yeah.
I really, really liked it. It was fun.
It was good. And like you and I, you know, if we're just going to, if somebody else is videoing, what it takes for you and I to record audio is pretty small. It's right. a pretty small footprint. Right. So yeah, like I just love going to the show. And you know, again, just trying to, my goal is to, you know, through some of this that we're doing with South Carolina Independent Wrestling, is do double dropkick awards, double dropkick show awards. I have no idea how we would vote. I don't know how we would do any of that. But I just think that would be a cool thing for the state of South Carolina.
I would probably just say, here's who we think is the best.
Right.
And remove. If you want to get mad at somebody, you right. get mad at me.
This is who we picked, and this is why we picked them. And,
yeah, if you want to get mad.
Me and Mark will. And if right. me and Mark disagree, we'll arm wrestle to settle it.
That's right. That's right.
Arm will. Be two out of three falls. First fall is arm wrestling. Second fall is a math test. Third fall is
a spelling contest. Let's have a spelling contest.
All right. Well, hey, don't forget, subscribe to the Double Dropkick Show.
Wait a minute.
What?
Let's not just like bypass the fact that you once again insulted my intelligence.
I did not.
It'll be a math test. It'll be arm wrestling and then a math test.
And then you said a spelling contest.
Everybody knows what they're saying.
You've said it more than once. You're not it didn't have anything to do with math. You're not a good test taker. That's what you've said. You've said it on the show.
Have I said that?
You've said that. Episode 102.
You said about that about me.
Listen, our crack staff person, Mike Hofer, has listened to every second of every episode. He has messaged me to say, Heath, you've never said anything disparaging about Mark. That's what the message said to me. Is there?
He was quoting episode such and such.
No.
You called Mark a P-brain. Ba-da-da-da-da. It sounds like a BB rolling around in a boxcar. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba.
No, I don't recall any of that. I don't think that's true. No. Listen, I've said it before and I say it again. Mark is the one of the most untapped brilliant minds in wrestling today.
I don't know about that, but
let me just tell you folks, if you've been listening to the show, when Mark says I don't know about that, you know what the translation means? You're dang right. That's what he means by that. Oh, I don't know about that. You know, Mark, you're just a real humanitarian. I don't know about that. You know, everything. No, but no, I'm totally serious about that, man. It's when we don't have our normal recording schedule, man, it throws me off. It throws my life off. Like my kids say, Dad, what's wrong? I was like, I need Mark. I need some Mark time, you know?
Hey, Lord.
So, hey, doubledropkick.com, because we're...
I got to go.
Because we're an actual podcast, you can download and subscribe on iTunes.
I mean, you Stitcher can Radio. Watch us. You can watch us on YouTube.
Yeah, sometimes we're on YouTube.
Sometimes, when we're actually, you know, a real podcast.
Yeah. So, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, DoubleDropKick.com is the website where you can listen to all the episodes. And, you know, there's...
Wait, you mean in order to be considered a podcast, you might want to have a website and you might want to be available on Stitcher and iTunes and other platforms?
You don't necessarily have to have a website, but if... I'll put it to you this way. You type in Double Drop Kick Show on Google, you're going to get us.
True.
And not that I do that every day to make sure that the search engine optimization plan is working. But anyway, hey, we mentioned when you go to DoubleDropKick.com.
Matter of fact, I would say if you just type in Double Drop Kick.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll show.
What were we talking about? If you go on the website, in the show notes, listen, you can support the show. There's links to things to buy from Amazon and High Spots. It just helps us afford our lavish lifestyle, helps pay for this, you know, the equipment that we have, which has been, you know, quite an investment. Because we're an actual podcast, and we have invested in equipment, and we're not just standing out in the middle of the road yelling at our phone recording something. Not to take anything away from people that do it like that.
You got to work with the resources that you got.
Right.
You know, so if you want to use your iPhone 4 and hold it in your hand, record yourself talking and call that a podcast, I'm not taking anything away from it.
Right. I'm pretty sure that was a Samsung Galaxy.
It was after it had blown up.
That was a Samsung Hemisphere.
I don't even know who we're talking about.
I don't either. We're just making fun of people. And listen, we just have fun. But patreon.com/doubledropkick. Hey, support the show. Get free stuff. There you go.
Technically, it's not free because you have to pay.
That's right.
But, you know, still, you're going to get some stuff.
Kayfabe, baby, kayfabe.
You're going to get something, you know. Try to give you something out of it.
So, hey, we hope everybody has.
We got more patrons than other people get votes in polls. I can say that.
We got more patrons than you got views.
Right.
Oh, man. I love it. I love being back in the saddle here. But as always, hey, we're also on Twitter. I read Twitter. I don't tweet a whole lot anymore. Let me just say this. Of the three major social media things, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Twitter's my least favorite now.
Really? It's kind of becoming my favorite because it's been great to me. It's been fun for me to watch the meltdown of an entire generation who are just discovering that politicians are corrupt.
Now, that's been, but, you know. But it's so, I would say Twitter is the most negative place.
Yes, God.
Facebook, number two. Instagram, not negative at all.
I'm not on Instagram.
So Instagram is
I don't even like being on Twitter and Facebook.
Instagram is like just so positive. Every time I get on the Instagram app, it says, hey, why don't you invite Mark Whitman? And why don't you invite Carrie Trainum to be on? And I'm like, I would need something to myself. I need some alone time. But yeah, I think. And like, I've had to unfollow some wrestling fans on Twitter who were just, they're just so negative about everything.
It's awful.
We didn't even get it. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Michael Elgin situation. We'll get to that some other time.
I watched some of that go down in real time. Just happened to be on there. And saw
me
some.
Too. Me
like,
too.
Like, what is going on here,
man? I can't remember what. Oh, it was we got back from OSCW. And it was like 1:30 in the morning. I just happened. I was like, you know, on my iPad, got on Twitter. And I'm like, what is going on here? And yeah. Started, you know, searching. And it was some random website that kind of broke the story down. And
it was a guy on Twitter, a notorious Twitter troll.
Yeah.
Who I followed.
Yeah.
He followed me.
And, yeah.
But according to Mike Elgin, he twisted around. They had apparently DM'd each other about some girl.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And she had, and Michael Elgin, I think his side of it is, she said she was sexually assaulted. The guy said that he didn't do it. And his advice to her was call the police. And his advice to the guy was call a lawyer.
Yeah.
If you didn't do it.
Right.
You know, call a lawyer. And somehow all this got twisted around to where he wasn't supporting this girl. And I don't know. It's a weird, weird environment that we right now. I mean, we've touched on it a little bit. The whole it's weird to me that Matt Lauer gets fired.
Right.
And there was a porn star that killed herself yesterday because she didn't want to have sex with somebody on camera. And people took to Twitter and started, like, who are you? Why, you know, who do you, like, she should have given her body to somebody that she didn't want to give it to. And she killed herself over it, man.
Oh, my word.
I mean, it's what a weird, weird thing that those two things could simultaneously, but she's like, it's my body. Like, I don't have to have sex with anybody. I don't want to have sex because you think I'm supposed to. I don't want to, and I'm not going to.
Right.
And people just started bullying her, and she killed herself.
The thing with Matt Lauer is they did like a roast of Matt Lauer like mm-hmm. 10 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And all the jokes have to do with the common knowledge of who Matt Lauer is behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And like all this stuff was common knowledge. Mm-hmm. Not a surprise to anybody. But for NBC, to me, you've been covering for the guy, been basically saying it's okay for you to do this until somebody goes through the proper channels and says, hey, I'm, you know, going to HR, and they realize, oh, we got a situation on here.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, man. It's a weird, weird thing to watch. I mean, I was watching. I couldn't sleep the other night.
Yeah,
and I got up, and there was a Three's Company marathon. So I started watching Three's Company.
Yeah,
and I'm not trying to make a joke here.
Yeah,
I'm being completely honest. And then I was listening to the radio.
Yeah,
the other day, listening to Christmas music.
Yeah,
decorating our house, and that song, "It's Cold Outside," comes on.
Yeah,
and I thought, this is why sexual harassment is so prevalent, because for our formative years, it was played for slapstick comedy on Three's Company.
Right.
That's if you go back and watch that show, it is a 30-minute sexual harassment joke.
No, you're right.
It is.
Yeah.
And that it's cold outside. This man saying to that girl, you need to stay tonight because if you leave, you're going to hurt my pride.
Yeah.
They play this song on the radio.
Yeah.
Like it's, and maybe, like, honestly, I'm not trying to be funny.
No,
like,
you're right.
It is such a prevalent thing in our society that it was played for slapstick comedy on one of the most popular sitcoms of its era.
Who was the womanizer there on Three's Company? Her,
Larry, and Jack.
Larry,
but Larry was the real real womanizer.
To me, oh man, we could go so many different directions. For me, we were listening to a song, and I was like, I don't think this is the real version of that song. So I look up the lyrics. If I take the lyrics of that rap song and I go up to a woman on the street and I just read these and I say these rap lyrics to her, that's sexual harassment. Just reading these lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
And like my kids were like, they were singing a country song. And I was like, guys, this song is about a guy taking a girl out in the woods and having sex with her in the back of his truck. And like, and everything he did to make that happen. Like, mm-hmm. This is not good.
Yeah. Oh, listen, there's a line in that Baby It's Cold where she goes, hey, what's in this drink?
Oh, wow. I've never listened to that. I know that song, but I don't like it, so I never listened to it all the way through.
It's amazing. And I don't know. It's a weird time to be alive when you fire a guy for sexually harassing people and a woman kills herself because she's bullied online for not wanting to have sex with somebody. So fascinating.
Yeah,
it really is. It's a sad thing. I mean, whatever she decided to do as a career path has got nothing to do with it.
Right.
A human being killed themselves.
Yeah.
Because she didn't want to give her body to somebody.
See, that's the one bad thing about Twitter is like, especially for like celebrities, if you're a celebrity, you're going to be on Twitter. You're basically inviting
everybody. Most of those celebrities, they're not.
Right.
They're not the ones running those Twitter accounts.
Right. Like Donald Trump could even spell Twitter.
Right. Well, I think he's probably the one that's doing this. I don't.
It's going to be. Listen, if Donald Trump, this is just me. Twitter's stock, like they did their stock deal, and it's terrible. Donald Trump's keeping them alive right now.
Yeah.
Probably if it weren't for Donald Trump, nobody'd be talking about Twitter.
You could be right.
So anyway, hey, speaking of Twitter, we started off. I'm at Heath Mulliken.
I'm at the DDK Show.
We're both on Facebook. Don't friend Mark, though.
And I try not to be negative on Twitter.
Yeah, Mark is. Listen, enough negativity. We're trying to be positive.
If you won't say something to somebody's face.
Yeah.
That's been my new. Yeah. If I don't want to say it to somebody, then I ain't going to say it on social media.
Right. You know. Right. Yeah, that's a good. Seems like that's in the Bible. So
I think my dad told me that was the golden rule when I was a kid. You know,
yeah.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
That's right. That's right.
I used to say that was the golden rule.
That is the golden rule. Do you know why they say don't count your chickens before they hatch? Hey,
can I tell that story?
No, you cannot tell that story. Boomer's going to donate his winnings. I'm going to tell Mark that story in just a moment. But hey, as always, for the Double Dropkick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.